We're talking about our criminal justice system and the care of youth in detention. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to the most recent federal data on public schools, kids with learning and behavioral disabilities were arrested nearly three times more often than students without such challenges. The number of youth in prison for misdemeanor charges has declined in the past decade, but many teens are trapped in a cycle of punishment. Have you or a loved one been inside the juvenile criminal justice system? What was your experience like? What reforms would you like to see in Wisconsin? We're at 800-642-1234. Rory Linane is a public health reporter for the Ideas Lab at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where her piece last month investigated inadequate care in detention that led to the death of a teenager in 2017. Rory, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, introduce us to 16-year-old Maricela Chavez, who was the victim of a suicide in the Racine County Juvenile Detention Center almost 3 years ago. What was she like? What did she love to do?
So she grew up in Racine. She loved being active, playing sports. She had a little brother and a little cousin that she liked to take care of and babysat for a lot. She also had a lot of mental health challenges, and repeatedly there were these situations in her life where it was clear she had really high needs, and she just didn't get the help that she needed. And ultimately, she ended up being criminalized for a lot of the challenging behaviors that she had.
Trace back for us, if you will, when did Maricela begin showing signs of problems, of mental health problems?
Very young in life, in third and fourth grade, it was already clear that she had more severe mental health challenges. And then in seventh grade, she was having some suicidal thoughts and had to get inpatient hospitalization. And at that point, there were no inpatient beds available anywhere locally, and she had to go across the state to Oshkosh, to Winnebago Mental Health Hospital.
So being away from her family.
Which is something that still happens now. You know, a lot of kids and adults have to go to that hospital, as it's the only hospital in this state that has to accept any patient from across the state who's in a mental health crisis.
What was intervention like from the Racine School District?
They had her in a program called the MAC Center in sixth grade for quote-unquote at-risk students. And, you know, later they admitted that program didn't really have a good model for helping students like her. And it allowed a lot of students to be part-time, which for some students might have been good flexibility. But for other students, it meant they didn't really get the support that they needed. And then they transferred her to a different program called Turning Point in seventh grade. So she kind of bounced around and wasn't really getting what she needed there either. And she also wasn't attending school a lot.
And so she's bouncing around, not getting the mental health help that she needs. What was falling short here? Where was the breakdown for not being able to help this teenager?
Yeah, I think there were multiple breakdowns. You know, there's multiple points where different systems failed her. So I think, you know, the school probably wasn't equipped with the resources that they needed to be able to help her. But also we see them turning to police in some situations with her, including one instance when she was in middle school and she was refusing to leave a classroom. And the police officers actually were called in and ended up arresting her and escalating the situation, slamming her against a wall while she was trying to get away. And she ended up being jailed for that situation. So not only does she not get the mental health services that she needs, but then, you know, the adults around her end up turning to police and jail to control her behaviors, which only makes things much worse for her.
We're talking with Rory Linane. She's a public health reporter for the Ideas Lab at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're discussing the juvenile justice system through the lens of Maricela Chavez, who died in her cell in 2017 at Racine County Juvenile Detention Center. You can join in the conversation. Have you or a loved one been inside the juvenile criminal justice system? What was your experience like? What reforms would you like to see in Wisconsin in regards to juvenile justice? Join in at 800-642-1234. Rory, you looked at, you know, hundreds of pages of documents. And according to your reporting, Maricela was first trafficked when she was about 13. Were investigators able to find out who her abusers were and are?
Some of them, yes, and some of them, it's still unclear. There was a man in Racine who she'd been around as early as age 13, as you said, and police didn't really follow up on that a whole lot as far as we can tell from the records, even though she reported having sex with him. Then he was the person who, when she was 15, took her to Milwaukee. And in Milwaukee, she was then trafficked by two other men. And Racine police finally followed up with the Racine man later, and his story didn't really add up, but for some reason there wasn't much more follow-up with him. And then the two people in Milwaukee who then trafficked her all over the country, one of them, Benjamin Hooks, was convicted on charges of trafficking other girls and women, and then the other man was never convicted. And both of them were charged for trafficking Maricela, but she died before she was able to testify against them, and so the charges were dropped.
You write about this incident in 2015 at All Saints Adolescent Psychiatric Unit in Racine, where Maricela might have been sexually abused. How could this happen in a secure hospital setting?
Yeah, it's surprising because they are supposed to have really close watch on these patients. But there was an inspection shortly after that incident where two of the people who worked there told the investigators that yes, this is a thing that happens on this unit. So I believe they, you know, were understaffed. And in Maricela's case, one of the nurses who was supposed to be keeping watch left her post. That was when an older boy came into Maricela's room and said to come to his room. And that's when she said she was raped.
Rory Linane is a public health reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're discussing her recent work, her recent reporting on the juvenile justice system in Wisconsin. Do you work in the system? What do you think people should know about how the juvenile justice system functions? What is your role? Where do you see weaknesses? What have you seen work elsewhere that you want to bring to Wisconsin? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Rory Linane here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're discussing our juvenile justice system and the experiences of youth in detention. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a difficult, it is a sensitive conversation, so please take care. Have you or a loved one been inside the juvenile criminal justice system? What was your experience like? Do you work in the system? What is your role? What reforms do you seek? Join in 800-642-1234. Rory Linane is our guide. Her recent reporting is on the juvenile justice system through the lens of 16-year-old Maricela Chavez, who died in her cell in 2017 at Racine County Juvenile Detention Center. In 2015, Rory, Maricela's exploitation escalated, and you write about her being held against her will, trafficked in Florida, Minnesota, Texas. What was happening in these other states?
There were multiple men who were holding her against her will, sometimes at gunpoint, sometimes beating her up and assaulting her if she would try to run away. And she was forced to have sex with multiple people in every state while the men who were holding her hostage would take the money and then they'd move on to the next town.
After being trafficked for about 2 months, she attempted suicide, wound up in the hospital. What happened next? What was the situation?
Yeah, that was how she finally escaped, by attempting suicide, and then the men dropped her off at the hospital. And so when she was there, she told the hospital staff that she was feeling suicidal. And she was briefly taken to the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Hospital, where she had an assessment that still showed she was suicidal. But she was wanted in Racine, because she had run away, and or, you know, they accused her of running away. And so the police were actually waiting outside the hospital and drove her down and booked her into the Racine County Juvenile Detention Center for being a runaway.
When they were interviewing her, what was that like? Did they believe her?
At that point, I believe so. I know earlier, for example, the time at the mental health hospital, they didn't believe her at that time. But I believe it appears police believed her story about the trafficking. And the judge did say, you know, she should not be in jail, but they were not finding a treatment facility to put her in, and so they kept her in the jail where she just got worse.
So because there wasn't a treatment center available for her to have a bed in, jail was the only option?
That is unfortunately something that I've heard is common in Wisconsin, where they may seek out a placement in a treatment facility, and when they can't find one, they will use jail as a backup. And that's, you know, hugely problematic for many reasons. And one of the issues with that is that behavioral challenges tend to get worse. Mental health challenges tend to get worse in that setting. And so for many kids, including for Maricela, that they can end up getting more charges while they're waiting in the jail, and then they're actually sentenced to more jail time.
Rory Linane is a public health reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're looking at juvenile justice in Wisconsin through the case of 16-year-old Maricela Chavez, who died in her cell in 2017 at Racine County Juvenile Detention Center. Do you work in juvenile justice? What do you think people should understand about how the system functions? What do you want to see changed or reformed in Wisconsin? What works elsewhere that you want to bring to our state? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Rory, why did Maricela ping pong, if you will, back and forth between hospital treatment and detention? What was this cycle going back and forth like?
Yeah, so when she was in detention, she was pretty immediately trying to attempt suicide. And so occasionally when her attempts were involved serious injuries, she would be taken to a hospital And in some cases, the hospital would just clear her medically and say, okay, like your injury is better. Now you can go back without keeping her for any kind of mental health treatment. There were a couple times where hospital staff did say that Maricela was clearly suicidal and needed inpatient treatment. And from the hospital notes, it appears that she was really getting better during those periods. She was starting to be able to actually imagine a better future for herself. It said that the hospital notes say that when she was in detention, she felt really hopeless and she didn't have role models there. And when she was in inpatient treatment and around other kids who she could have, you know, group therapy sessions with and have her own individual therapy sessions with, she was really imagining a different future for herself. But those stays were very limited, and then she would be taken back to detention center where her mental health would deteriorate again.
So when you step back from this case, step back from all you've learned through the lens of this one 16-year-old, where do you think the biggest breakdowns occurred in the failure to help her and the failure then to, that would resonate out to other cases, other teens?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to pinpoint, you know, just one point, but I think the general theme, the general problem was that when she needed mental health care, she was instead criminalized. So you can go back to her first trip to jail when she was in a classroom and refusing to leave, and what she really needed was some mental health support. But instead there were police who escalated that situation and that, you know, put her on that prison pipeline. So I think that's the biggest theme throughout her whole story is a lack of mental health attention and coupled with the criminalization.
What did Racine County tell you about Maricela's case?
They would not speak they wouldn't give me any details specifically to Maricela. They cited privacy concerns, even though you know, Maricela's mother was wanting to share all of this information. So I wasn't able to ask them questions specifically about this case and had to rely on their records.
How is your family doing?
It's not easy. It was just a tragic loss, and they're still very much grieving that loss, of course. But they did, they wanted to do this story in order to hopefully have some impact and prevent another family from going through what they've had to go through.
Maricela died almost 3 years ago. Does it seem at all, as you watch the juvenile justice system, is it getting better at dealing with children who have serious mental health problems?
I think there's been incremental progress. Overall, the population of children in jails and prisons is declining, and there is more attention on mental health resources. For example, Racine School District now has therapists on site in a mental health clinic for students on campus, and other school districts are doing the same. So I think incrementally we're seeing more creative mental health resources and a general awareness of the impact of trauma and the need for trauma-informed care. But of course, there's still a long way to go.
In the last minute we have here, you know, the state is shutting down Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, the state-run detention centers for youth. And that's been delayed. So what can you say about where we're headed here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, officials have committed to closing Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, and they want to replace it with other facilities, including a few county-run facilities. Racine is one of the counties that would be in charge of one of those facilities. And, you know, they say it'll be a better facility than the one they have now. But, you know, other juvenile justice advocates say that this is still going to be a prison. It's still not a place we want to be sending kids. And our focus really needs to be on reducing the population of young people who are incarcerated. And we saw Dane County pull out. They were supposed to be one of the counties running one of these new facilities. And one of the reasons they pulled out of that plan was they felt like there wasn't enough commitment to overall juvenile justice reform. And Dane County is actually looking into a community justice center modeled after the Red Hook Center in New York, which would have more of a focus on restorative justice and social services and reducing jail time. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Rory, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rory Linane, public health reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We have a link to her piece at WPR.org/mornings. Coming up, we'll talk with the head of the White House Transition Project. That's after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.